I just wanna be saved. I just wanna be saved. I just wanna be saved. Wanna be saved.
Welcome back to the Quack House, y'all. I'm your host, Honest Joe, and I'm excited to get back to another episode. Thanks for coming to join me. If you have any questions or comments, you can contact me at thequackhouse@proton.me. That's thequackhouse@proton.me. Please share the show, rate the show, subscribe if you can. Today, we're going to be getting into the second part of the Adam and Eve series. We'll be diving into the Book of Adam. And it's a pretty interesting story on basically Adam and Eve, how they got kicked out. It was translated by Jean-Pierre Mahé. I think that's how you pronounce the last name. He translated a lot of the Nag Hammadi and other Gnostic texts. Not really sure if this one's considered a Gnostic text or whatnot. I mean, it doesn't really seem to be too Gnostic, but regardless, I just found this book interesting, and I'm not saying this is factually like from Adam, but. It just gives a good interesting insight into kind of how what Adam and Eve probably was feeling after getting kicked out, and also giving us some insight into basically how the devil felt when he found out that Adam was created. So with that, let's dive into the Book of Adam. So, it starts with Adam and Eve getting kicked out. This is, you know, after God gives the judgment, he kicks them out. And they're heading east of paradise. So they made like a hut, and they stayed there for 7 days, and just regretting their decision to eat the apple. And listened to the serpent and disobey God, and they were just, I mean, very lost and depressed. They didn't know what to do, and they were just basically not even talking to each other for about 7 days. And then Eve finally tells Adam to go search for food, because, I mean, after that, their flesh is needing some food. So, they're hoping in their hearts that God will bring them back to paradise. So in the meantime, they're just gonna go search for some food. So Adam goes out looking, and he doesn't find any food like the food that was in paradise. And he comes back, and he tells Eve, "We're going to die a death." Talk about, you know, you can just see how depressed they are, or at least, yeah, you can just see how depressed they are with him just saying that. So then Eve basically blames herself and asks Adam to kill her so maybe God won't be so angry at Adam. But then Adam just rejects that and says no, God will probably render another judgment upon me if I do that to you, so why would I do that? You're the flesh of my flesh. I don't want to make my flesh suffer. So they went back out and searched for food, and all they found were vegetables that were made for the animals. They were used to eating the food of the angels. So, and they couldn't find any of that, obviously. So Eve suggests that they repent for 40 days to try to find favor in the eyes of God to get better food. And Adam, they kind of have a discussion about this, and Adam discusses what they should do for repentance, and to do for how many days, and And Adam's afraid that they won't be able to keep their promise to God, and Eve suggests that she should repent longer because she brought the sin upon him. And Adam says, "No, I'll repent for 40 days. Eve, you will repent for 34 days since I was created on the sixth day and you weren't." And he tells Eve to immerse herself in the water of the Tigris River up to her neck and to pray, but make no sound since they are impure and unfit for God. And Adam will do the same thing, but he'll do it in the Jordan River. And I find that a little interesting because the Jordan River is where Jesus was baptized, and so that I just find it interesting that Adam and will be going kind of like almost baptizing. He's trying to get himself clean from the sin of disobeying God in the garden. And Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, and there's plenty of times when Jesus refers to himself as the son of Adam, because essentially, he was the son of God, but obviously made flesh, and humans all come from the line of Adam. So, I just find that interesting that it was in the Jordan. So they go to repent, but Adam. So this part I found kind of weird, very interesting that where Adam basically tells the Jordan River to assemble all the animals to see him repent, and then his reasoning was like because they have food, and God withheld food from him. I don't understand that. Maybe if you have a comment about that, go ahead and contact me, and we maybe you can help me out. But anyway, that part doesn't really make any sense to me. But about after 12 days of this, the devil disguises himself to Eve, and he goes up to her weeping, telling her that God has heard her repent and has sent food for her and Adam. He basically is like he already told, or he already brought the food to Adam, so come on out of the water and let's go to Adam. And she believed him, so she came out of the water. And this part, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of chuckled at. She just collapsed and laid there for 2 days. Now I understand that she hasn't eaten for a while, so obviously her body's weak. But it's just funny to me where she just kind of collapses and lays down there for 2 days. Like, what's the devil doing? It doesn't really. It just says like she was down there for 2 days and then she arose and the devil leaves with Adam. So I'm just like, what's the devil doing there for 2 days? Just like standing around Eve, be like, come on, what's happening? Anyway, so they go to Adam, and Adam, when he sees her, he starts weeping and he calls out, "How could you'd be deceived by the devil again." And she fell to the ground again because she was in great distress. And Adam then calls to the devil, "Why have you come to contend with us? Like, what's going on?" And the devil then forced himself to cry, so trying to bring out emotion to Adam, and told Adam all the anger and greed and grief of his heart and are directed towards him, and the reason, because he's the reason for his fall from heaven, from his throne in heaven. And Adam's just like, "Why? What have we done to you? What? I don't." He doesn't understand. So the devil, basically, it sounds like he's telling the truth right here. He's like, "You did nothing to me, but because of you, he fell to the earth, and Adam, who was made in the image and the likeness of God's divinity, the angel Michael, was told by God to gather up all the angels to basically bow down to Adam when he was created." And the devil didn't like that. So the devil basically says to Michael, like, he should bow down found out to me. Like, I'm his elder. And what is he, just made out of dust and dirt? And then, apparently six classes of angels, they heard the devil, and they followed along and wouldn't bow down. So God commanded all of them to be cast down to earth, and commanded Adam to go to paradise. The devil was in distress, and Adam in rest. So at this point, the devil realizes that he is below, beneath man, and he doesn't like the fact that he got kicked out. So he just devises a plan to alienate Adam from paradise, like he was kicked out. Adam then just asks God to remove the devil from him, and God made the devil invisible. So I'm not really sure if that meant like he was invisible forever, or if it just meant he like took him away. But regardless, Adam stayed in repentance. And then Eve basically doesn't believe she's good enough to be around Adam, and she heads out west, and she's just in mourning and just in this depressed state. And she made a little hut there where she lived, and she was apparently pregnant with Cain. And when it came time to give birth, she called out to Adam, and Adam heard her cry. But then God forgave Adam's repentance. He accepted it and sent Michael to show Adam how to sow seed. And concerned with Eve, Adam went out and followed her footsteps. When Adam got there, she told him she's been waiting for 9 days. Basically, it's just like, what took you so long? And Adam prayed for her, and God sent 12 angels and 2 powers. And one of the powers told Eve that she was blessed because Adam was a servant to God, and God delivered her. So she gave birth to Cain, and Cain just starts ripping up the grass. So that's why she called him Cain, apparently, is because he is that which plucks up the fruit-bearing tree, not the one who plants it. So basically, just he's about destruction. Then Adam brings them to his hut, and then 8.5 years later, Abel is born. So Eve had a dream where Abel's blood was pouring into Cain's mouth, and Abel tried to leave, but Cain wouldn't let him. And the blood was marked, and Cain was not able to be removed from Cain. So Adam wants everyone to just to separate for them just to be with the children. Then God sent Gabriel to Adam and said, "Don't reveal the plan to Cain. He is a son of wrath. And that Adam will have another son, and you'll name him Seth." After basically Cain kills Abel. So then eventually Cain did kill Abel, and Adam told Eve this, and God has, basically he told Eve that God has an end for all human life, that people will die. And apparently during that time when Cain was killing Abel, he saw there were two demons that resembled Cain and Abel, and basically just the demons kind of played out that scenario that happened. And then Adam had Seth, and then he had 30 more sons and 30 more daughters. And Adam lived to be 930 years old. Then he gets sick, and all his family, he calls them, and they all gather around him, and they don't understand illness. They're kind of just like, what's going on? What's illness? What's pain? What's going on? And Seth wants to help him and suggests like going to paradise to get the fruit of life, or fruit from the tree of life. And then Adam tells them the story, his version of the story of the fall, and they both so in the garden Adam and Eve both had 12 angels with them at all times, but there was a time of day when all the angels would go and worship God, and that's when the serpent would made his move. He says, God did 70 evils to us, the eyes, the ears, the feet, the plagues, to make men perish. It's basically, I think, I just talk about like aging and stuff. Adam sends Eve and Seth to get oil from the tree in paradise, where they encounter a beast, or the serpent. It says the beast, but I'm not sure if they're talking to like the serpent or whatnot. Anyway, when Eve tells the beast how dare fight the image of God, the beast responds that it was humans' fault, for they ate of the fruit and disobeyed God. Seth tells the beast to be silent and get away from the image of divinity until judgment day. And the beast went off. And then he's basically like, as he's walking off, I get away from you, the image of God, dazzling splendor of God. It kind of sounds like he's just like mocking them. Then Eve and Seth, they see Michael, and says, he says not to labor, to supplicate, because in 5,500 years, God will send his son to earth to resurrect Adam's body from the fall. He will be baptized in the Jordan. We already went through that. Adam, that's where Adam was repenting. And all of Adam's family, that's funny, will be admitted to paradise. And so they return to Adam because Michael let him know that he only has 3 days left. So Adam realizes all his descendants will basically resent him and Eve for the misfortune they caused. And Eve gives her explanation of what happened in the garden. And she explains that how the devil talked with the serpent, which convinced... Okay, and the devil basically convinced the serpent to allow the devil to speak for it, to get Adam and Eve thrown out. So the devil changed his appearance to that of an angel, and he came basically to the gate of the garden, was praising God like an angel. Basically acting like a spy agent almost. He was, my nose, he was the original Bond. And then he was combined with a serpent, and he went up to Eve. Oh, they were at the gate of paradise, so Eve tells the serpent she's afraid to get the fruit, but if it is good. Okay, let me backtrack. The serpent basically is saying, why don't you eat the fruit? We all know that part of the story. And then she says she's afraid of dying, but the fruit is good, then the serpent should bring it to her. But the serpent's out, so she has to get let in. So she opens up the gate so the serpent can get in and get the fruit. But on his way there, he kind of just stops, and she's wondering, like, why'd you stop? And he's like, Well, if I give this to you, I want to make sure that you'll make Adam eat of it too, and you won't get like jealous of. Make sure he doesn't eat of it because you're so much like smarter than him, and you want to remain that way. So, just promise me that you'll make Adam eat the fruit too. So she does, and when she ate all the leaves of her part of the garden, because they, Adam had one part of the garden where he was guarding, and the other half Eve was guarding, and all the trees on her side just they fell, all the leaves of the trees fell, and she at that moment she realized she was naked. She took up some leaves and kind of made herself some clothes out of fig leaves. And so she brings the fruit to Adam. Adam doesn't really want to, but Eve's just like, hey, blame me. It'll be fine. Just blame me. So he does, and then enter in God and all his glory with his angels, and the angels are just singing his praises. And then he's just like, where's Adam? And then Adam's like, I was hiding because I was naked. And he's like, who made you know you were naked? Did you eat of the fruit? And Adam admits to God that he ate. And then he blames Eve, like she said. And then Eve blames the serpent. And we know the devil blames Adam. So it's just a circular blame right there going on, where they all just blame each other. And no one's just taking responsibility for their actions. You gotta wonder what would have happened if Adam just like right then repented and owned up to it. Not saying he would not have gotten kicked out, but it's right there's the story of just own what you did, which is a good lesson all of us can do and learn. So that's when God judges them, and it's the same, you know, the same thing goes on as the judgment in the Bible. So we already went over that with the last episode. And then Adam asks the angel, on their way out, Adam asks the angel to wait, let me ask the Lord for penance. So the angel waited. God tells the angel, why are you waiting? Did I not judge justly? So Adam asks God for the fruit from the tree of life, which God says no. And the reason why God says no to that is because he didn't want him to become immortal and boast about being immortal and just having eternity to continue his fight with the enemy that the devil has conducted against him. And then that's when he kind of, God tells him that you, after death, you will be, you'll arise in the future resurrection. Basically, let him know that Jesus will repay this his sins. And Adam just asks, can I take some incense? And God allows that, and these are for like offerings, I'm assuming, that's what it says. He takes four incense, and they're nard, saffron, reed, and cinnamon, and they're offerings for God. So on the last day of, so that concludes her story. And then on the last day of Adam's life, Eve feels like she should be dying with Adam because she was made with Adam. So Eve does penance, and Michael shows up to tell her Adam's soul is with God. And then a whole bunch of funeral type stuff happened. Angels showed up, to take Adam's soul to God. They had a chariot and were praising God, lighting incense, and asking God to forgive Adam. So the angels actually were on Adam's side and just asking for God to forgive Adam, which is pretty cool. Then a seraphim took Adam and dipped him in the lake of Archaon, and he was dipped three times. And after that, God told Michael to put Adam in the third heaven until the day of Okonomia. I'm pronouncing that way wrong. I should have I looked it up, but I can't remember how to pronounce it now. Basically, it's like the day of judgment, essentially. Apparently, when they tried to bury Abel in the earth, the earth basically just spit him out, essentially, and was like, no creature can be buried until Adam, the first human, is returned to the earth. So they basically have a funeral for Adam and Abel. And you can see God clearly feels sorry for Adam. For he says if he would have just kept his commands, then the enemy wouldn't have seen the fall of man. But don't worry, because he has a plan. He keeps on reassuring that he has a plan to restore man to the throne where he wants us. And so after this, Eve prays to God to join Adam. Imagine you're with someone. I mean, just it was almost 1,000 years that they were basically married. So that's, I can't imagine, that's so long. So she knows nothing different, and she just wants to be with Adam. And after she's done praying, though, it says she gave up her soul. So essentially, I'm assuming she basically died of a broken heart. And Michael showed Seth how to dress Eve, and basically, this is how you bury people, and you shouldn't mourn for more than 5 days, and then on the seventh day, you rejoice. You rejoice for them. And that's basically that's how it ends. You can see like the book and how lost and confused Adam and Eve were when they got kicked out. They didn't know what to do. They just researched for food, and they knew what paradise was. So just being in paradise and then going into the world where it's just nowhere near paradise, it's just such day and night difference that they were completely lost. But you can see that Adam just kept doing what he knew what to do, and it was just basically praying to God and kept God in his thoughts the whole time. But they still have, like, I feel like they still had hope like that, even though God was telling them they're not going to get back in, and that, but he has a plan for them in the resurrection. I don't think they really understood that, because it just felt like they just kept on hoping that God will just let them back into paradise. Just, they had like this childlike innocence of just like believing in something that will just never happen. And in a way, I think that's kind of when Jesus talks about that you must be more like a child. I think that's kind of like what they had, Adam and Eve did. They had that belief where they will get back into paradise. But they thought, it just felt like they just felt that was going to happen in their lifetime. And that obviously didn't happen. But they're with God, and he will resurrect them. And that's one of the, I'm not gonna lie, like, in the resurrection, I would love to meet and talk to Adam and Eve. I would love just to talk to them. Like, yeah, I don't even know what I'd ask them, but man, I'd have as far as like celebrity starstruck, like that's not saying I'd be worshiping them. I'd just be like, so cool to see Adam and Eve, the first human. I just, because I mean, if technically we're all made in the image of God, right? But I'd be, just be interested to see, because Adam was actually molded with, you know, basically God's hands. So it'd just be interesting to see exactly what Adam looked like. So and that's really all I got for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that it kind of makes Adam and Eve seem a little bit more human, because it, you know, they're just characters in the book that just that are only in it for a few chapters. I think it's chapter 4, and then Adam's done, and he's only in from like chapter 2. So they play such a big role, but they're only in the Bible for a couple chapters. So I want, there's one more, the first and second book of Adam and Eve. I kind of want to go through that in the next episode. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this one. Thank you for listening. And if you have any questions or comments, reach out to quackhouse@proton.me and share, rate the show. I appreciate all the feedback. Yeah, until then, peace. Praise Yeshua. I just wanna be saved. I just wanna be saved.